Welcome back to Guest House Live. With us right now in studio are the 1-2s. So we got Sean, Liana, Jay, and Tom.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. So
I want to go quickly through like a timeline here because I have a question. First of all, did you guys meet at Crickfest, or did you know each other before Crickfest?
No, we did not know each other at Crickfest.
No.
No.
Because I first of all, Liana, you came in studio back in our old studio, like one of the first years we were doing this.
Yeah.
You were still going as Liana, as like a solo career.
It was my own band.
Your own band.
Yeah, solo band.
And
I did the opposite. I did solo first and then joined a band.
Yeah. And I think you I think you were promoting that Crickfest show, I believe.
I think so.
And that same show, I mean, yeah, I think it was that same year. Big crowd popular?
We played probably the following year.
I think the following year.
Oh, they were different years. For some reason, I thought maybe you guys met at Crickfest.
That would have been.
No, that would have been good.
That would have been great.
Damn, that would have been awesome.
Would have saved my life a year of hell.
Oh, a year of hell?
I think how popular wasn't that bad.
Okay, so you had several other projects beforehand. Leanne had several other projects. You were actually together in Big Crowd Popular, Jay?
Right, yes. Yeah, Sean and I have been in bands since we were 18 together.
Oh, really? Did you grew up together? Like high school and everything?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Very cool. And then a couple years later, the 1-2s come out. And the first time I heard of you guys, you were here, but not actually for our show. You were here for the Wednesday night show, That's How We Roll, with BC. And I got the album, and I loved it. You probably can tell from our Twitter feed that I really, really like Wide Awake. Like, that is really, really good song. It's catchy. I mean, any other time but now gets played quite a bit, too, and it's just a great EP, but there's something about that song that's just, like, driving and catchy, and that line, I'm wide awake, I still dream. That's just such a cool line. I really, really like that album. Let's see here. We had you guys at Connie's Rick Rack, for one of our first Friday showcases, I believe, not that long ago. Was that what that was? Or
yeah.
Did I just see you guys at Connie's Rick Rack?
Yeah, no, that was one of the showcases.
That was one of the showcases.
Yeah. Summertime, right? Last summer?
Last summer,
I was going to say, wasn't it one that first started or something?
Yeah,
or
it might have been.
One?
Everything has been such a blur over the last year. I don't even know what's going on anymore. But
I don't think anyone does.
No. But, and you guys have been quite busy as well. I mean, you guys get around, don't you?
We try to.
Yeah.
we use protection, though. Yeah.
It's important. It's good. It'd be safe. So the 1-2s are here to talk about the Italian Market Festival that's coming up this weekend. You guys are on the 16th, right? You're on Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. And before that, let's see here. You just played Doc Watson's. How was that? How was Doc Watson's?
We walked off stage.
Oh, really? That bad?
No, we got told we were too loud.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
multiple times. Yeah.
We actually, yeah,
like a
too
song
loud.
And a half.
We're too loud for Doc Watson's. We played one song into the second song. We were having some trouble at soundcheck too. He had us turned down twice during soundcheck, and then some other guy came up during the show or during a song and just was like, "You're too loud. You're too loud." So that was it.
Oh, man.
So I like to say we're banned in Exton. Because I can't think of any other clubs in Exton right now.
A bad thing.
Yeah, I think you guys would be all right. I mean, you have a busy couple of months here. Warminster, PA, you're over in Ben Salem at Final Score. Down in Arlington, Virginia on June 20th. Brighton Bar on the 26th. That's quite a lot of shows in June and kind of all over the place. You guys are busy. Is this full time for you guys?
No, I mean, it's full-time project.
Yeah, I would say
it is
so.
Full swing. But.
For Sean and I.
It's full-time for us.
Yes, Sean and I. Because we also, as part of the band, we have a recording studio, too.
Okay.
We open, so, and Sean engineers and produces. So, like, music is full-time.
Yeah.
And then, we're trying to make it, we're just trying to do it for reals.
But I mean, like something like that takes a lot of work. I'm trying to put together a tour for somebody right now, just like 4 or 5 days. You know what I mean? And it is a pain. in the ass.
It's worse.
That is a lot of work right there. Yeah. Just these next 2 months you guys have lined up. You guys do all that yourselves?
It's the hardest it's ever been. I mean, I've toured for a while, you know, and I've never had such a difficult time booking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Liana and Jay put a lot of time into getting the shows booked, and they do a good job, so.
Okay, and Tom, you're relatively new to the band, correct?
I am, yeah. Yeah, so I joined, what was that, October last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, for our November residency at Bourbon and Branch.
That's right.
Yeah. Right on before that.
Was it a Craigslist thing?
It was.
It was. Plenty of fish, actually.
Oh, very nice. That's nice.
I had my rubber ducky, and he was smitten.
Did you guys go through, a lot of tryouts for that spot?
Not really, because I could tell just by some of the responses that it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
Or some of the links, I guess, that we got to check out different things. And then people say they're going to show up, and then they don't show up, and then, okay, that's it. I mean, yeah. So, but Tom's, I could tell by his guitar playing that he was the guy, and that's what I said. I said, whoever that is, bring him in. And I didn't, you know, and he was. He's ferocious.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very nice. And you can see this ferociousness this Saturday at the Italian Market Festival. It's a really good lineup. The 1-2s and about 40 other bands that are definitely worth your time, and it's a free show. So please come out both days this weekend. It's 9th Street Italian Market. All right, I think I'm going to play... We're going to talk about the second album, because I know I talk a lot about the first one. The second one, I decided that the last week I put in my car, and I was going to make sure, like, I kind of studied up to... And I got a new car, and it has a really good stereo in it, finally, because I had a piece of shit before. And I noticed so many, like, subtleties in that album, in the guitar work and everything. I was going to ask you if you guys recorded it yourselves.
We'll be right back.
Pop the Ripper. All right, welcome back to Guest House Live. That was the 1-2s, and the 1-2s are with us in studio. That was the first single off the second EP, which was out, what, like mid last year? About that?
January.
January.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Another thing that you guys do very well is a lot of videos. You have like 4 or 5 videos at least, right?
Yeah.
So who's the videographer in the group? Like, do you have like a connection? Because they're not just like, handheld recording. Like, they're professionally put together videos. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, and am I wrong?
We pay $1 million. No, I do the videos too.
We actually have a green screen in our basement.
Mm. And a tripod.
So you guys do them all by yourselves?
Yeah.
Everything's DIY. Jesus.
Sean does all the editing. Yeah, does a fantastic job. I mean, Emily,
We all been taking turns holding the camera. That's why you barely ever see us all in the same time.
Unless it's like a still shot. Right?
On a tripod.
Yeah. Well, we've done that. Yeah, so those are the ones where everybody's actually in it, and we're just playing with the camera. But we do what we can to...
Well, good job. I mean, I really thought like maybe you guys had like a hookup with somebody because, I mean, you put them out quite frequently. You know, you have like, what, two 5-song EPs? Is that how many songs?
4 on the first one, 5 on this.
Okay. And
second one.
Like 3 or 4 videos for each EP.
Yeah.
I mean, one for every song on the first
The first EP. One, we there did was... one for every song.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to be like Beyonce. And actually, we did it before, so.
So Beyonce wanted to
F
be
her.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
is there strategy behind that? Did you read about how YouTube, like the importance of YouTube in, you know, getting your name out there and SEO and all that kind of stuff?
I think Liana and Jay probably have.
Yeah, I think it was Jay and I who kind of were really interested in doing that, having a video for every song, especially as a new band putting out an EP, just to get more traction, more ways to promote yourself. Ways to get exposure. And so it was something we started to do with that record, and now with the second one we'll be releasing a third.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we have an album, a full length coming out too.
Oh wow.
That's gonna be released probably fall, Jay? We're thinking?
Yeah.
Fallish. We thought summer, then fall. Who
whenever
knows?
Whenever it's ready.
Soon.
Yeah.
I don't know when it turned into a full length, but
well
just now.
Well, that's
We have 5 songs recorded.
I just know that if you keep, it's kind of like keep putting out content, and that will help.
Absolutely,
your traction.
So I guess the videos are kind of a good thing to like intermittent with the releasing new music.
Yeah, the thing
that
is, YouTube's still the number one discovery place, like it or not.
Absolutely,
it's not really a moneymaker.
Yeah, but and also not only is it music discovery, but it's also if you're trying to book places, promoters look at all that stuff and they see like a catalog like that, and no matter what, it just automatically looks this more professional than the next guy who's trying to be like booked there. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Definitely does.
Yeah, we just wanted to push out new content from the EPs, just like instead of just posting, oh, here's our new EP again. Well, here's the song off of our EP with the video, and just constant web traffic and keep things flowing. Yeah, being a new band, constantly having new things posted to get people into us, to discover us.
Jacqueline, can you find their YouTube channel? I'm sure it's just YouTube/the1-2s,
yeah.
And throw a couple of those videos in the chat room. All right, now let's see. So you're getting a full album together, or at least a new album, whether it's full or not. You just kind of decided that now.
At least the new EP.
we were talking about adding more songs, but somewhere in between that conversation and now it turned into a full.
That is not true.
On the car ride over,
she mentioned it to me a
week ago.
Yeah, while I was having my coffee and
we talked about the full length. Then we went to the NAMM show. And we decided against the full length to go back to an EP. And
well, let me ask you what would be like the pros and cons of putting a full album out as opposed to an EP?
It's a lot more work.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay.
Well, when I say full, I'm thinking like six song. Like, I'm not thinking like a 10 song.
Okay, so it's a full length, but it's actually not an album.
Right. Well, anyway, what happens EP. Is that you keep writing. He keeps writing new songs, and I'm like, oh, that's great. That should be, and it gets added to and added to.
Well, I mean, so you're not running out of content. That's good. But it's like some bands like really want to have that full length album in their their catalog, yeah. And I get that.
I don't know if it matters.
It's tough. I mean, you want a full length album just because you want a body of work for yourself, first and foremost. But in the way that things go right now, you want to release things every few months.
Yes.
So, we have a 5-second window of opportunity to catch your attention and then to keep it. Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, for the two EPs that you have out now, this is what I've kind of noticed because I've listened to the second one recently. So you guys are listed as like post-punk and shoegaze, and we're going to talk about shoegaze in a little bit. We talked about it before you guys got here, but it felt to me like the first album was a little more post-punk with like a little bit of shoegaze in there, and the second EP was almost like the polar opposite, a lot of shoegaze with a little bit of heavier side in there. Is that intentional? Is that what you think it is? Because they're almost like mirror images of each other, like really complement each other.
I think, some of them songs were written before the first EP was released.
Okay.
One of them, actually. So, I lied. Just one of them songs was. And that had a more post-punk thing, but see, wouldn't call ourselves all like shoegaze. It's just like a part of the scheme of our sound.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you have to put names in.
I know, and it sucks. Yeah. But it's like, okay, part of it is soundscapey here and there. Part of it is them textures and the blends. But then part of it is that kick you in the face here and there. And then part, like, it's all mixed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it was intentional. I think that's the songs that we wanted to record at the time. And I think my production has changed a little bit. So the first EP to me is a more in-your-face, more rocky a little bit, the drum sounds and stuff like that. And this one's a little bit like the whole band's
mm-hmm.
kind of, everybody has their own space a
gotcha.
Little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, let's play another one here. Let's do I Can See. Now, this one, you guys have a new video coming out in June 4. This is the one you have a new video coming
yes.
soon. Yeah. Okay, this one's called I Can See. The EP that we're playing tonight is available. If you just go to the12s.com, you can find that it's everywhere. Bandcamp, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, Amazon. It's everywhere you can find music. You can find the12s. And also on Gas House. You can request it, gashouseradio.com/request. Let's check out I Can See a little bit more with the12s when we get back.
Thank you.
I can see from the 1-2s. That's off their second EP. Again, you can go to the 1-2s.com. You can go see them this weekend at the Italian Market Festival on Saturday. They'll be on the get. I should have the whole thing in front of me. I don't know what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I should have it in front of me. I'm almost positive you guys are on the Guest House Radio stage inside, which is, yeah. You know, my opinion is the better stage. But
yes.
I'm not really going to say that.
We are.
We've heard good things.
We are.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
We're inside.
Okay, good.
Let's see here. And hello to Andrew joining us. How's it going, Andrew? I wonder if you missed, we played Life on the Horizon a little bit earlier. But we could probably play it again a little bit later on in the show. Right now we do have the 1-2s in studio. We're talking about a lot of shows they have coming up, not only Italian Market Festival, but a handful of shows coming up in June and July. Are any of these places like regular spots that you hit? Do you normally go down to Annapolis and Arlington and all that?
No, this will be our first time with this band.
Yeah, it's our first time.
Yeah. How about in Philly? Is there like a regular spot? Or do you guys kind of move around pretty well? I know you had that residency before, right?
Yeah, I would say Bourbon and Branch would be the spot where we play the most.
Yeah, we were there not too long ago.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Yeah, we played there, or at Leibs and KFN, and all them venues are good venues to play. Yeah. Good sound systems and...
Yeah, definitely.
Vibe.
All right, well, let's get back to Shoegaze real fast, and then we're going to try something that we're going to do with every band that comes in here, but we haven't tried it yet, so we'll see how that goes. But before we do that, I wanted to talk about Shoegaze, because we've talked about this before on the show, and we've gotten several different definitions of what Shoegaze is. So can you guys give an explanation as to what you would describe Shoegaze to be?
And they're looking at me.
Everybody kind of like looked over.
Nobody knows.
I had to Google it.
It's obvious that nobody
That's
knows.
That's what I'm doing right now.
It's kind of like, I mean, it's almost...
Everybody, I think everybody that likes it has their own interpretation, because there's a few different bands that have done it that are obvious. My Bloody Valentine and Slow Dive are the two biggest obvious names out there. There's bands like Ride that have a different kind of sound, almost a classic rock, acid rockish sound. But My Bloody Valentine was like pretty loud. Mm-hmm. They're probably the loudest band on earth. And
yes.
But with the subdued vocals blended in, and to make guitar sound like different than the average guitar, to go, well, how the fuck did you get that sound? So to me, it's a melding of utilizing these different boxes to come up with different sounds, but also the way the melodies go. And it's kind of, to me, it's like the mix of disturbance and beauty at the same time.
Okay. Well, that's a way better explanation. See,
that
we got...
That was actually really close to the Wikipedia version. So.
Really?
So good stuff.
Well, see, because we got... somebody told me once that shoegaze is... They call it shoegaze because just spacey and you just stare down at your shoes and forget where you are.
No. I mean, I think... I don't even know if it was even coined that when it was the first wave of it came. But I had a friend that was all about shoegaze about 7 years ago, and he's, shoegaze, boo. I was like, why are you calling it shoegaze? And he's like, because they stare at their shoes the whole time because they're hitting their pedals.
Yes, then the next person said, no, it's because they use so many pedals that they're constantly looking
down. But there's
down.
So many subgenres, so you could say it's because of this atmospheric thing, but it's not always true.
Yeah.
You know, and then you could lump certain bands into that because they use effects. And now everybody's a shoegaze. That's why I don't call us a true shoegaze band, because if we were, you probably wouldn't understand the words that we're saying,
right?
or other things. We'd probably drench it with a lot more stuff in there. And it's kind of like we're a mixture of things. You know,
I have this idea that I'm trying to get off the ground. I've talked about it before. I want to revolutionize the way that they talk about music when they categorize music. It's so ridiculous how many subgenres and genres and all this, and it's never actually accurate.
Right.
You know? So I have this number system I'm working on. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense yet.
A number system?
Yes, a number system.
So is it kind of like...
Every band or song can have a 3-digit number, and each number is a scale of 1 to 10 on 3 different categories.
All right. Are you making it more complicated?
Maybe.
It sounds like it's more complicated.
It might be.
Sounds like the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah.
It's sort of.
You might need a patent for this.
Yeah.
I know. I'm telling you, it's more complicated. It's easier than it sounds. But
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Yeah, see, there was the first time I heard of Shoegaze, it was this band called the Atomic Square. They were a Philadelphia band. And that's when somebody told me the stare down at your shoes. And I got that with them because they were very much just really like ambient kind of guitar sounds and just kind of really like, I don't know how else to say, but like just floaty and like
kinda
not
like detached.
Yeah. And not, there's no, like hook elements.
There's no verse, chorus, verse, chorus.
Yeah.
It's just kind
of, and it wasn't, it was, I actually liked them a lot, but, it kind of, like, I liked them, but it kind of steered me away from anything that was ever considered shoegaze. You know what I mean? I wasn't really, like, going to go looking for that. But then I hear, like, you guys have much more of, like, a verse chorus, like, hook in there. It might have been that's when we started looking and talking about shoegaze and, like, what the hell is shoegaze?
Right.
Because I am wrong, obviously. So now I'm starting to get a little bit of a better idea on it. Okay, very cool. The12s.com. Make sure you go over there. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They're everywhere. You can find their music everywhere. And you will find on their Facebook page a list of all the shows coming up. So if for some reason you can't make it to the Italian Market Festival, or if you're up in New York, Kenny Fame, they're at July 18th. They're at Pianos in New York City. Down at Mojo 13 on the 17th. It's in Wilmington. Yeah, all over the place. Brighton Bar. I know I've been to Brighton Bar before.
In Branch, New Jersey?
Yeah. I think I've played there before. I can't remember.
It's a pretty rad place. It's
yeah.
Pretty, I was there once. I remember it's kind of punk rock.
Yeah. All right. Well, make sure you try and go see him this weekend, because I'm telling you it's going to be a lot of fun. But pick a show if you can't make it this one. All right. Now, what kind of time do we have? We have plenty of time for this. This is going to be a 1 minute segment here.
All right,
we're going to try doing this just to get like, I feel like sometimes we ask the same questions to the bands all the time, and they're all kind of music related and about the bands and the scene and all that kind of stuff. And some of these, so we have this thing that we're going to try, this 1 minute speed round of kind of random questions. Some of them are music related, some of them totally aren't, and anybody in the band can answer. And the 12s are going to be the reigning champions until we meet the next band, which I can't remember if we have anybody next Tuesday. But I might do it with Magnificent Birds of Prey and record it this Thursday just to get some challengers going. But we're going to ask as many questions as we can in 1 minute. If you answer I don't know, then it doesn't count as a point. All right, so okay. You have to give us the go. Whenever you guys are ready.
Is this like the thunder round? Like the lightning round?
Yeah.
Sure,
pretty
I like
much.
That. Lightning
the
round.
Batter's box.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, ready? Tell
okay,
us.
Okay, ready? Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Go.
What is your most embarrassing song on your iPad or your iPod right now?
Fuck.
Embarrassing song.
Something by Ashley Simpson.
Okay.
That'd be Jay.
Do you have any useless talents? Who has a useless talent?
She has a lot, but not, she's.
All right, we'll take that.
That was
that.
A good one.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. If money was no object other than music, what career would you pursue?
Porn.
All right. An alien shows up at your doorstep. What's your first reaction?
Don't fucking touch my butthole.
All right.
10 seconds, guys.
In the kitchen, what's your signature dish?
Eggs.
All right. If you could do any single thing without any consequences, what would it be?
Murder.
Your all-time single greatest influence.
Stop.
In my.
Damn it.
All right. Well, let's see. How many was that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
I don't know if I'm allowed to curse or not.
Oh, no, you're good.
Yeah.
Good.
Seven.
All right, 7. That was good. So, let's see. Oh, man. What is that? About three. No, what is that? About like 8 seconds per question. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
7.3.
Yeah. I think we need to say the questions.
Ouch.
Faster too.
Oh man, really?
Yeah.
I thought I was doing good.
You were doing good.
We lose next week.
You need that guy that used to do the little
micro machines.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. That was pretty good. I'm gonna record one for Magnificent Birds of Prey on Thursday. We'll
okay,
see.
Cool.
See how they do. All right, very cool. Let's take another song break. I'm going to play one off the old one. I'm not going to play Wide Awake.
Damn it.
As much as you want to.
As much as I want to. But this one, would you guys rather I play Any Other Time But Now or Alone?
Any other time.
Okay. All right.
Let's any pick.
I said alone.
We could close out. We're going to do one more after this one. So let's do one song. We'll come back with the 1-2s a little bit more.
We'll be right back.
The 1-2s any other time, but now the 1-2s are with us right now in studio. And we're talking about a lot of shows coming up this weekend, being the first, the Italian Market Festival on May 16th. And that's a free show, by the way. And there's a lot of good bands that entire day. So come join us. And a lot of stuff to do. Were you guys there last year? I know you, Jay, were there with the Toy Cannons.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we weren't.
Have you ever been to the Italian Market Festival?
No.
Sounds like fun. Though.
Yeah, lots of food. There's just like 100,000 people just walking over the course of 2 days. So let's say 50,000 people each day. Like walking the streets. Just it's packed, and there's so much good food and just vendors and a lot to look at.
That sounds like fun. I'm just thinking about how we're gonna get our gear in there.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after the show. I know a secret. All right.
You know a guy.
I know a guy. He can help you out. Yeah. All right. So I'm looking through facebook.com/the1-2s. And by the way, you guys do a really good job with social media as well. Is that a group effort or is somebody in the band?
Yeah.
So pretty much a group effort. That's good. I've seen so many bands struggle with that. And it's funny to me when bands have like 5 or 6 guys in the band. And they can't get more than like 1 or 2 posts a month. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. What are you guys so busy with that you can't, keep your fans updated? It's the only way you're going to do it is keep them engaged.
Yeah, between apps, it's so easy to like something and retweet it and share it.
Don't give away the secret.
Buy my book to get the rest.
Buy my book. I was looking at your Facebook and I saw, I guess maybe it was like a throwback or something, your first band, Slouch, on John's Boardwalk, 1997.
Yeah. Wow. That was me and Jay.
That's awesome. I didn't push play because, we're talking here, but what kind of music was it back then? Has it always been kind of like...
It was heavier. It was more
grungy.
It's like a mix between Nirvana and Deftones.
Okay.
So screamy.
Power Trio.
Yeah. Except for a little, just some of them chugga chuggas. Yeah.
Nice. Speaking of Nirvana, did you guys watch the Montage of Heck?
I did.
That's
why my hair is blonde now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about it earlier. I'm a huge Nirvana fan. I'm trying to wait for my wife. We want to watch it together.
I thought it was hard to watch.
You thought it was hard to watch?
Yeah, it was hard to watch.
It was cool.
Like sad?
Yeah. It was disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew some of that stuff, but to see it.
Mm. Yeah. Like the drug end of things you're talking about?
Not that. I mean, I've lived that, but the other stuff that came along with it.
Well, the drug end was hard too.
It was just really tough to look at Courtney Love that long. Let's be honest.
There was a lot of her too.
There was too much of her, if you catch what I'm saying.
Wonderful.
People versus Larry Flint, that was enough.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, anybody here subscribe? We used to do a lot of conspiracy theory talk. We never did an episode about this, which is ridiculous, that Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain or paid somebody. Does anybody subscribe to that theory at all?
I heard that.
I read the books.
You read the books, too?
I read two books, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It was pretty kind of convincing.
Yes, it was.
Although everyone involved, even in the books, are shady themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's pretty convincing, especially what's the guy from the...
Billy Corgan. I thought he was the one who did it. Yeah.
Billy Corgan? Yeah. He killed him with his voice.
The arguments are pretty convincing. That's all I can say.
But
the circumstances and the guy that died from the singer of that band.
Yeah.
I forget it now too.
I know, but like, so was the arguments for OJ the first time and he got off. I mean,
well, that's true.
Well, so. Just because he got off.
I'm just saying.
Do it.
So. All right.
The gunshot don't fit. You must have quit.
We can't get into this now. But there was, like, from what I remember, I want to read that book again, as a matter of fact. They didn't mention or talk about that at all in the...
About Courtney?
In the montage thing?
No, not at all.
No.
She wouldn't have aired.
I remember when they were first talking about that coming out, she wanted to be a producer and they wouldn't let her. The producers wouldn't let her be a part of it.
Right. No, the daughter. Have a lot more to do with it, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I guess her being involved, they wouldn't bring any of that stuff up.
Wasn't she going around saying she hates her father's legacy or something?
She does.
Well, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Kids just do that. It's really frustrating to hear, though.
Yeah.
I mean, she's Kurt Cobain's kid, so of course she's going to hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just if she has anything of his genes, she's just going to hate it, period.
True.
So... Yeah, it's kind of cool. I don't know.
I feel bad. I told my wife, I might have to go do that, like, tonight, because I really want to see it. All right. Anyway, thank you. By the way, we're gonna get out of here. But thank you. I got a whole bunch of the 1-2s merch to give away. This is awesome. That's a medium shirt. I might have to keep that shirt, but I will wear it at a lot of shows, and. What do we got here? What is this? Oh, girl shirt?
Tank?
Oh, man. Hey, you guys do...
That's a leg warmer, I think.
You guys could put out like a little ebook for DIY. I mean, I remember from the Connie show, you have a nice merch spread out at the show. You do all the recording yourself, put all these videos out together, put together these tours. You do the social media well. I mean...
Thank you.
Yeah, you... And the music happens to be really good at the same time, so that kind of, I guess that kind of helps.
Always
that
bonus.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, thank you guys for coming in. Well done on everything. I'm looking forward to what comes next, whether it's an extended EP, full album, whatever you guys decide.
We will let you know.
Cool.
Anything in between an EP and an LP?
You should invent it. Invent it.
It'll be an MP3. Yeah.
There you go. All right, so we're going to get out of here with, well, we will do some Carly picks.
Okay.
So we'll line those up to play right after.
All right, cool.
All right, because you have the Holy Mess and Dead Heavens. And let's see here, I have some notes on them. Holy Mess are from Philly. They're playing with Mischief Brew's record release show May 30th at Boot and Saddle. And Dead Heavens, they're playing Boot and Saddle May 20th.
Yes.
And another band by Walter Schreifels. I don't know him.
You don't know him?
I don't know him.
He's been around.
He's Gorilla Biscuits, Quicksand, Rival Schools.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say he'd been around.
Yeah.
So, all right, there you go. These are two Carly picks, which are now into the Carly rotation, which is every Tuesday from 3 to 5. But I think starting next week, I think I'm going to have it so that every hour is DJ'd. So from 3 to 5 every night will be Carly.
Oh.
And I'm going to do mornings.
Why do you always tell me these things on the air?
Well, that's what we do. We do everything on the air.
Live surprises.
So,
well, then I really need to fix up my folder.
Yeah, you can work on it.
Yeah, I want to work on my folder.
All right. Yeah. And we're going to look for more. So if you want to put together a folder, if anybody who works on the station wants to put together a folder, I shotgun mornings because that's when I listen the most. And I'm going to do the mornings. Okay. All right. So here we go. What are we going to get out of here with the 1-2s? I know my pick, but is anybody else? Are we gonna do Alone? Is that what you were picking?
Whatever you want, man.
Whatever I want. All right, then.
I'm gonna pick Crier.
Crier? We didn't play that. Oh, we didn't play that. All right, let's play Crier.
I thought we played that one.
No. Okay. Excellent. All right, let's do that. We have a request for some So Long Storyland. We'll get in there later. We got Dead Heavens, and the Holy Mess, and then that'll lead us right into Nitrous Radio at 9:30 tonight. They're not going to be in studio tonight. They're just going to kind of let the auto DJ play, but it's going to be their music. A lot on the classic rock end, I would say, and some original music mixed in as well. So we're getting out of here with Crier. Once again, thank you to the 1-2s. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, Carly, Jacqueline.
Of course.
See you next week.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And sure.
Yeah,
and,
thanks for coming in.
Oh, yes. And I'm not going to be on the air on Thursday, so... I suggest you join us over at Roadhouse Inn, New Falls Road, Levittown, PA. We got an open jam happening. We've got Magnificent Birds of Prey featuring and a couple other artists. So hope to see you out there. Otherwise, I'll see you next week.